Today, we continue with lesson number 2 in Mishnayos Maseches Nozir. Lesson number 1, which we studied yesterday, was just the first Mishnah of Maseches Nozir. And today, we will study the next 2 Mishnayos, Beis and Gimel, of the first Perek. In this Mishnah and in the next, we will begin to learn about the duration and nature of Nazirus. Basically, there are 3 types of Nazir. One is kind of the run-of-the-mill Nazir. A person says, I want to be a Nazir for a year. Then he's also in wine and grapes, etc., can't take a haircut, etc., and he can't become Tomei Lameis, he can't come into contact with the dead for that year. After which, assuming he does not become Tomei in the middle, he brings his korbanos, etc. If a person does not specify the duration of time during which he wishes to be a Nazir, but just says, I want to be a Nazir, I hereby accept upon myself a Nazirus, Hareni Nazir, then we have a principle, Stam Nazirus Shloshim Yom. He doesn't specify, his Nazirus is for 30 days, at the end of which time he's concluded his Nazirus, and we will learn in detail exactly what happens after a person concludes his Nazirus successfully. There's another type of Nazir, and that is a Nazir Shimshon. Shimshon, the great shofet of the Jewish people, was a Nazir, and he was a Nazir from birth. As we know, the Pasuk tells us, in Sefer Shoftim, Perek Yud Gimel, that an angel appeared to Manoach's wife, and he said to her, you will have a child, be careful that this child not drink wine, not eat anything which is, you should not eat anything which is Tomei, this child, Morel Oyale Al Rosho, he should not shave his hair, his head, he is a Nazir Elokim Yanam and Haboten. He's a Nazir from the womb. Such a person is a Nazir all of his life. All of his life. There was a third type of Nazir, not a Nazir Shimshon, but a Nazir Olam. If a person says, I'm going to be a Nazir forever, or I'm going to be a Nazir all of my life, Avshalom, David's son, was such a Nazir. We will now study what differences there are between these 3 types of Nazir, especially the differences that exist between a Nazir Shimshon, who's a Nazir all of his life, and a Nazir Olam, who was a Nazir all of his life. So first the Mishnah says, Hareni Nazir, if a person says, I'm a Nazir min hacharzanim, from grape seeds, min hazagim, from grape peels, umin hatiglachas, from not shaving my head, umin hatuma, from not coming in contact with the dead. In other words, he specifies one of the components of Nazirus and says, that's going to be me. Harezen Nazir, he's a complete Nazir. Even if he only specified grapes, he's a Nazir, the whole package, from Tiglachas and from Tumah. V'chol diktukei Nazirus olov. There's no such thing as a partial Nazir. A person accepts upon himself the partial Nazirus, it expands, so to speak, and all the dikduke nazirus, the whole package, applies to him. Number 1. Number 2, if a person specifies nazirus type 2 to be a nazir shimshon, which can be in various ways, he can say explicitly, hareni kishimshon, or keven manoach, I want to be like the son of Manoach, whom we know was shimshon, or kaval delila, like delila's husband, we know was shimshon, or Kamisha or Kardalsos Azza, like he who uprooted the doors of Azza. Or Kamisha Nikaru Plishtim Esenov, I want to be like that person whom the Plishtim poked out his eyes. All of these are clear references to Shimshon. Hareze Nazir Shimshon. He thereby becomes a Nazir Shimshon. That's type 2. Type 3 is Nazir Olam. The Mishnah immediately asks, Ma bein Nazir Olam and Nazir Shimshon? What difference is there between, or what differences are there, between a Nazir Shimshon and Nazir Olam? They're both Nazirim forever. The Gemara answers, there's a big difference. Nazir olam hichbid sa'aro mekel batar. A nazir olam, he's a nazir forever. However, if somewhere along the way, after 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, his hair is so long that it's already heavy upon him, he's allowed to take a haircut. He can make kale, he can lighten his load, so to speak, with a instrument and shear or cut off his hair. Tar means a razor. At that point, he's concluded a kind of portion of his nazirus. Upon the conclusion of his nazirus, umevi shalosh behemos, he must bring the three behemos, the korban chatos, the korban ola, and the korban shlomim, which a nazir brings when the nazir successfully concludes his nazirus. So even though he made a nazir to be a nazir forever, that forever, so to speak, is broken down into sections. And the sections are defined by hichpit saro. If he needs a haircut, he can take a haircut. But that concludes a section of his eternal nazirus, of his lifelong nazirus. And therefore he brings the karbanos that normally ensue upon a successfully concluded nazirus. V'yim nitma, a nazir olam is not allowed to come in contact with the dead. If he does, he has to bring certain korbanos called korban tuma. And they are composed of two birds, shtei torim or shnei b'nei yonah, one for a chatos and one for an ola, and then a keves ben shnoso, a sheep, for a korban osham. So korban tuma is composed of chatos, ola, osham. And he has to bring that because he became Tomei. His Nazirus is interrupted. He brings those Korbanos and he resumes his Nazir for the rest of his life. He's a Nazir Olam. Nazir Shimshon, on the other hand, no haircuts for him. Hichbit Sa'oro Eino Mekel. Even no matter how heavy his hair is upon his head, no way out. He cannot lighten his load by having a haircut. Number one. And number two, v'yim nitmo, if he does become tomei lemeis, eino mevi korban tumah, he doesn't have to bring the korban tumah. The bottom line halacha is that a nazir Shimshon is permitted to become tomei lemeis. Indeed, Shimshon, who killed the Pelishtim and who dealt with their corpses, was permitted to do so, because a nazir Shimshon, the laws of drinking wine, etc., and the laws of growing his hair, etc., do apply to him. But the laws of refraining from becoming Tomei Lameis do not apply to him, as opposed to a Nazir Olam. So that's Mishnah Beis. Mishnah Gimel returns to Nazir Category 1. A Nazir who is a Nazir for a specific time. 30 days, if he says nothing. 35 days, 42 days, 97 days, if he specifies those numbers. The Mishnah begins with the rule of Sesam Nazirus Shloshim Yom. If a person just makes a Nazirus, accepts upon himself to be a Nazir, and doesn't specify the duration of his Nazirus, it's 30 days, nevertheless. Incidentally, the Chachamim found an Asmachta for this, a hint in the Torah, because the Torah says with reference to a Nazir, Kadosh Yihyeh, and the word Yihyeh is the Gematria of 30. Gemara has this kind of cute gematria. Omar, if a person says, Hareini Nazir Achas Gedola, I'm going to be a Nazir, a big Nazir. Or Hareini Nazir Achas Ketana, I'm going to be a little Nazir. Or if he says, Afilu Mikan V'Atzofa Olam, I'm going to be a Nazir from here until the end of the world. Nazir Shloshim Yom, he's only a Nazir for 30 days. Because big, little, end of the world, that's all subjective. Maybe in his eyes, 30 days to be a Nazir is big. Maybe in his eyes, 30 days to be a Nazir is nothing. Maybe in his eyes, 30 days to be a Nazir is huge. It's from here to the end of the world. But since he didn't specify a number, all of these exaggerations, Gdola, Ktana, Sofa Olam, they all boil down to Nazir Shloshim Yom. Now, if a person says, Hareini Nazir V'Yom Echad, so what's he saying here? I am a Nazir, that's one. For Yom Echad, that's two. And there is no such thing as a Nazir for one day. So therefore, such a person is a Nazir twice. He has to be two. He has to conduct himself two 30-day Nazirus in. One, because he said, I'm already Nazir. That's 30 days. And then because he said Yom Echad, and there's no such thing as Yom Echad, it's got to be 30 days. So he has to keep Naziris from day 1 to day 30, and then again from day 31 to day 60. Harani Nazir v'Shoachas, the same thing applies if he says, I am a Nazir, that's 30 days. And then again, I'm a Nazir for an hour. There's no such thing as a Nazir for an hour. So he's Nazir twice. Harani Nazir 30 days, Shoachas 30 days. Or if he said, Harani Nazir Achas u'mechatza, I'm going to be one Nazir, that's one, and then a half. So what did he say? I'm a Nazir, that's 130 days. And a half, there's no such thing as half for 15 days. In all these cases, Harezeh Nazir Shtayim. But if a person didn't say Hareni Nozir Vishoachas over Yom Echod or whatever, but he said Hareni Nozir Shloshim Yom Vishoachas, he specified, I am a Nozir for 30 days in an hour. One Nazirus. But there's no such thing as an hour. The rule is, as we'll see in this Mishnah, Ein Nozrim Lishos, so an hour becomes a day, and he's a Nozir for 31 days. Hareni Nozir Shloshim Yom Vishoachas. Remember, had he said Hareni Nozir Vishoachas, then he has two separate Nazirus in Nozir Shtayim. But if he says Hareni Nozir Shloshim Yom Vishoachas, he specified 30 days plus. Now remember, had he said Hareni Nozir Shloshim Yom V'Yom Echad, fine. 30 plus 1, 31, it'll be another for 31 days. But here he said 30 days in an hour. And there's no such thing, as we'll soon learn in the next few words, as a Nazir for an hour. No such thing as hours. So therefore, Nozir Shloshim V'Echad Yom, he's a Nazir for 31 days. She'ein Nozrim L'Sho'os. There's no such thing. It's Yemei Nizro, Yomim V'lo Sho'os. Days, but not hours. And so we have completed Mishnah Gimel, and with it, lesson number 2 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Nedorim. Nozir. Mishnayos Maseches Nozir.